This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS news. Don't forget that the next monthly general meeting on the 21st of March will be an internal buy and sell event. If you want to reserve a table to sell some of your own stuff, please drop Jeff, VK5JB, an email at secretary@ahars.au. There will also be a number of tables with the remaining items from the Lee Turner estate, and we are hoping to wind this up after this event, so come and make an offer. We can only refuse, but if it's anywhere near half reasonable, you might be surprised. The EV Electric Vehicles Part 2 presentation by Graham Dicker has been put up until a later date at this time. We'll let you know once that's been rescheduled. The information for our regular weekly nets is the Monday night AHARS 2 meter net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB, Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 2000 hours. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you have ATB to capability. And the ANZA DX net, the Australian, New Zealand and Africa net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. Listen out for Shirley, VK5 Whale, and Paul, VK5 PAS, on alternate Thursdays, but all are welcome any day. Check out the information on the nets on our website at www.ahars.au and also have a look at the AHARS Facebook group page. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all of our members. Well, that's all for now from me, so keep working the airwaves and making contacts and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello, everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, next Friday, the 22nd of March, will be the North East Radio Club Technical Night. And once again, we'll be given an informative lecture by Brian of EK5VI, and this time it will be on the subject of frequency modulation. So get there at about 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start, and as usual, there'll be Zoom available for those of you who cannot attend. Now, the North East Radio Club will be having a buy and sell on Sunday the 14th of April. And the venue will be our usual meeting hall, the Modbury West Community Hall. Sellers' tables can be obtained for $15 for non-members and $10 for members. And it's $5 entry for buyers. Now, the doors will open at 10:30 a.m. for sellers to set up their tables, and the buyers can enter at 11 o'clock. And there will be a barbecue happening, and tea, coffee and soft drinks will be available. That's on Sunday, the 14th of April, for the North East Radio Club Buy and Sell. And don't forget that on Thursday the 28th of March It will be the Northeast Radio Club lunch at a venue that will be chosen by Sir Lunchalot during the coming week. Fifth Friday lunch on a Thursday. That has an interesting sound about it, doesn't it? Now, if you're listening to this broadcast on Sunday morning, now when it concludes and you've called in on the callback, then come along to the His Hobbies Open Day at the Tea Tree Gully Heritage Museum, which is 3 Perseverance Road, Tea Tree Gully, opposite the Gully Public House and Garden. The Northeast Radio Club will be there in force, displaying amateur radio in action. And it's open from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. I hope to see you there. Well, that's all for this week. Stay negative, 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. A number of times over recent months I have made reference to our life member, Norbert, VK5MQ. Norbert has been on Casey Station in Antarctica for the last few months, and he has somehow found the time to operate on FT8 as VK0AI. Norbert is very close to being home now, but a week ago he sent me a list of the countries that he's managed to work. In total, he racked up a total of 812 contacts to 30 different countries. His best effort was to Japan with 342 contacts, followed by VK with 139. Next up was the USA with 53 and Indonesia with 36. Unfortunately, on Sunday the 3rd of March, a blizzard destroyed his long wire antenna, and as it was so close to him leaving, that ended his amateur radio activities. A number of our recently joined members have been having trouble programming a variety of newly acquired Chinese handhelds. As a number of our members are quite expert in the intricacies of these sometimes quirky radios to program, help has not been far away, and all are now happily on the air, albeit with the limitations that handhelds impose due to limited range. Here we go again. A reminder that the Southeast Radio Group 2024 Annual Convention is all set for Sunday the 9th of June. Note that as for the last couple of years, it is a one-day event, meaning that you and the XYL will have time to explore our Lavery area a bit more over the long weekend. Book accommodation now, as the mountain is a busy place on that weekend. Of course, the fox hunters are still well catered for, with events taking place over both the Saturday and Sunday, as usual, with the prize presentations taking place just before the famous Sunday night dinner. Don't end up disappointed, book now. Due to the extreme heat, work on our portable communication hut has been a bit on the slow side, but the plans for the layout are almost complete and we look forward to physical work starting very soon. A new distance record has been set for our AIS ship tracking system. Ships have now been seen up to 475 nautical miles or 878 kilometres from shore. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 73 from Serge.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.